89.3 FM Toledo and Lima, 88.5 FM Wasilla. On the web at yeshome.com, on the SFM Android and iTunes app, and the TuneIn Radio app. And now at 89.1 FM Fremont.
Right now, though, we are going to the phones where we are joined by Dave Richardson. He's the author of the book Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. And Dave, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Morning.
Hey, thanks, Tommy. Jeff, I appreciate you having me on this morning.
It's good to have you with us. And, you know, you talk about this in your book. I mean, right now, lots of people heading back to school, lots of people heading back to college. And we've seen this happen many times where people get into college and maybe they're exposed to new ideas, things they had never been exposed to before, new viewpoints. It causes them to doubt their faith, even some people to walk away from their faith. What is it that makes that such, I mean, obviously part of it is growing and maturing and being exposed to new things, but why does it seem like for so many young Christians that they are so vulnerable to those ideas and unable to stand against them?
Well, you know, I asked that same question to my daughter, who just graduated from college just a few months ago.
Huh.
And I've been asking her, you've seen this kind of thing happen with your friends for a long time, and I've seen this phenomenon for years because mm-hmm. I've worked on college campuses for a couple of decades with students and university professors, and so I know what goes on there. And I asked her, why is it that you stay with it when all your friends are walking away? And she said, because I understand that God has something to do with everything in my life, not just my personal life. And that was a real eye-opener to me because, you know, as a parent, you want to be sure that you're communicating your faith in an effective way that it actually becomes a part of their life, not just something that they see in you. And what I've discovered is the reason that a lot of students walk away from their faith somewhere between 3 and 5 years after high school graduation is because actually, subtly, they've been taught that God doesn't have anything to do with the real world.
Mm.
When you think about it, most of us think of our relationship with Jesus Christ as something for our personal lives. You know, he helps me when I'm going through a crisis, or he helps me when I'm feeling guilty, or, you know, I need to get something right with my relationship with God. And that affects my personal life. It affects my family relationships, things going on in my community. But when it comes to real world things, you know, science, literature, history, business, economics, you know, any of the kinds of things that we really deal with on a day-to-day basis, what does God really have to do with that? And for most students, and actually for most adults, doesn't have a whole lot to do with it.
Mm.
You know, I faced this in my ministry for a long time, working with college professors, and I've met lots of godly men and women on university campuses, big university campuses, and you ask them to talk about their faith with their students and their coworkers, and eventually over time, many of them will do it. But when you ask them, how does God inform what you do in the classroom? You know, in other words, the thing that you're a leader or an expert at, does he have anything to do with that? And I have some people scratch their head and say, well, I can talk about God or not talk about God. I don't see that it really makes that much difference in my classroom. Or what does God have to do with a chemical equation? It's not that I'm not interested. I'm not sure what the question is. There's a disconnect between our Christian faith and what we do every day. And that's been going on for decades. And so students aren't dumb. over time, they begin to think, well, if he doesn't have anything to do with your public life, why does he have anything to do with your private life?
Yeah.
And they begin to walk away.
And you talk
not genuine.
Yeah. And you talk about, I mean, the subtitle of your book, which is called Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. And let's start with that assumption, because I think this is something that is taught to us by our wider culture every day, that it's okay to have a private faith, but you can't take it out into the public square.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose of this book, is how do you find God and engage with him in mathematics? How do you find God and engage with him in history or in medicine or whatever it is that you're either a student of or that you're going to become a leader at? And the funny thing is while students can't answer that question very well, surprisingly, most adults can't either, even PhDs in major universities. And the thing that I've discovered that is the central part of this book is the key to making that connection is understanding the kind of assumptions that we tend to make. You ever thought about your assumptions?
Not really.
Most people have.
They're assumed.
No. I mean, if I were to ask you, what are your basic assumptions? Most people couldn't tell me. And I spent 4.5 years researching and writing this book and have actually figured out the kinds of assumptions that are taught in classrooms in schools and the kind of assumptions that operate in the boardroom of a business or in practically any area of our regular public life. And at the level of our assumptions, God is everywhere. But most of us have actually been taught a faulty set of assumptions. According to Barna, 91% of people who call themselves born-again Christians actually do not have what he would describe as a biblical worldview. And it's because we've learned these faulty assumptions over the years, and because they're assumptions, they're the things that we think are true, but we don't question them, and we have little or no proof. And so we don't know what they are. They're like an autopilot on an airplane. You know, they just kind of keep us going in one direction. We don't even think about it. We don't even look at them. Yeah. But what if the heading on the autopilot is wrong? You think you're going one way, and you're really going the other. That's often what happens.
Now, I've been intrigued by how you use the word that control you. Did you just describe that then, what you meant by control?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because, you know, when you don't even think about it, it's just something that is, everybody knows it's true, but do they really? We don't ever question it. And so if your assumptions are faulty and you never question them, you're going to keep going in another direction that you think is going to lead you to God, and in fact, it leads you exactly the opposite direction. Most of the time, it's not that the universities have snowballed students with a lot of crazy ideas, is that these things have been subtly planted in their minds most of their lives. In fact, as a little teaser for the book, I've basically figured out that when this begins to happen, it begins to happen in kindergarten.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter whether you go to a Christian school or a public school. You'll learn the same basic set of assumptions. That God doesn't really have anything to do with letters and numbers in reading and writing and history and science and literature, but he has a lot to do with my personal life and my family relationships. And so we begin to teach, whether it's in a public school or a private school, this divided way of thinking. And it just grows and grows and grows. And so when a student's 18, a thoroughly sophisticated understanding of that, and they just walked off in the direction they've always known most of their lives. And it's all driven by their basic assumptions. And so what I did, I created a practical method to detect them. You know, it's really cool that you can teach a student in just a matter of minutes using something that I call the Transparent App that's part of the book. It's actually something for mobile devices. You can get it on your phone and carry it with you. And when you're reading something, or you're watching something like a TV show or a movie, or whether you are listening to a conversation with a friend or a lecture in a classroom, that message you're encountering, you can tell whether it's true or not, not based on the message, but based on the assumptions under the message, the things they're not telling you.
Is this the,
and you can detect the,
I was just going to say, is this the critical assumptions test?
Yes.
Okay.
It's what I call the critical assumptions test. And it is automated with the Transparent App. Believe it or not, with a little practice, you can detect the underlying assumptions and messages in 20 seconds. It's pretty
wow.
cool.
Oh, wow.
Now, this will help you see the underlying assumptions and the messages you're taking in, but will it help you also see the underlying assumptions that, that I have made and you've made?
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, as we're thinking about the various areas of our lives, the same questions that are in the critical assumptions test that you would apply to somebody else's assumptions, you can apply to your own as well.
We're talking.
That's,
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
And that makes it really great because, you know, Hebrews 5:14 tells us that solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. There's two verbs in there, practice and train. Just getting Bible intake does not guarantee any kind of transformation in your life. It's something that has to be practiced and something that we're trained over time as we're steeped in God's Word and thinking about how He relates to every area of our life. And for most of us, though, how does He relate to you know, literature? How does He relate to art? How does He relate to science and engineering? I mean, most of us, we don't know.
Yeah.
And but I'm a nice guy because I'm a Christian.
Well, and that's really it. We've kind of reduced it down to just the moral view of Christianity.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this allows a person to make those connections and live a vibrant Christian faith in their public lives. So that you're not just surviving as a Christian, but you're thriving and helping build the kingdom of God wherever you are.
Well, how can a student or anyone take advantage of this app and use it?
Well, it's available on iTunes and Google Play, so you can download it there. And then, of course, all the details associated with the app are contained in the book, Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. And that's available at thetransparentbook.com and also, of course, your favorite bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, you know, many of the other major bookstores all have it. So the two kind of go together. You know, when was the last time you ever heard of an apologetics book that, A, was written for normal people, and at the same time also was practical?
Yeah.
You know, this thing is so practical, it's an app for your phone.
That's very cool. I mean, it's cool you offered that. We're talking with Dave Richardson. Once again, the book is Transparent, How to See Through the Powerful Assumptions That Control You. You can find more information at thetransparentbook.com. And we do have a copy of Dave's book, if you'd be interested. We have one copy to give away. We'll just take first caller in, 419-240-1937. If you'd like a copy of the book, give us a call right now. Hey, Dave, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's been great having you.
Tommy, Jeff, I had a great time. Thanks so much.
Awesome. God bless.
You're welcome. Yes, FM.